Next item, please, Carla.
Item 990. Authorize the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services to execute lease documents for space in Pioneer Tower necessary for Bureau operations.
We did 90.
Thank you, Madam President.
Commissioner Fish.
We're a little bit past the lunch hour, so we're going to try to be very economical in our final presentations. Eli, would you just give us a brief presentation and answer council questions?
Yes, sir.
Eli Callison is the property manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Thank you. As Commissioner Fish said, I'm the property manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. This ordinance will allow Environmental Services to continue a lease. Environmental Services currently has two spaces downtown, Portland Building offices, where our staff have been relocated to the 400 building, and then Pioneer Tower, where about 95 staff that did not fit in the Portland Building are located at. Our current lease at Pioneer Tower expires November 30th, 2019, so that's next month. After that expiration, if we don't have the ability to sign a new lease, we'd go into holdover, at which point our rate would pretty much double for our monthly cost. Over the course of the last year, BES has been working with a broker. We visited 8 buildings downtown. Of those buildings, we requested bid from 5 and received offers from 4. Of the 4 offers, we found Pioneer Tower to be the most economically feasible for the Bureau over the course of the 5-year lease. And sorry, I condensed everything quite quickly. I apologize. If I have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Great. Any questions, colleagues? Public test. Oh, okay, Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam President. And thank you so much for being very responsive to the questions that I've been giving you all week long.
Of course, Commissioner.
I think my question is probably just for the record, because I think there's a broader city conversation about how many buildings does the city of Portland actually own? How much rental space are we actually taking up? And is there a better approach other than us just leasing from the private market? I'm not going to put you on the spot to try to answer those questions. I think that's certainly a Tom Reinhart conversation to be had. But for me, I am concerned that we have all these pocket contracts with private companies, and I don't see a big picture about how are we doing space management as the city. So again, not a question that I expect you to be able to answer, but I feel better because I said it out loud rather than just in my head. Thank you.
Did anybody sign up?
Commissioner, can I also just make a comment? I think this predates your service. When we did some of the original planning over the Portland building, and we actually did a comprehensive look at space, and with specifically the goal that you've enumerated, which is to shrink our footprint in the private sector and maximize our use of public space.
Right.
I think now that the Portland building is nearing completion, I would welcome and I would join with you in asking the CAO to give us an update on space and see how we're doing, because I think it's a very important conversation and we should be maximizing the use of public space. And I concur with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Did anybody sign up for this?
I believe they both left, Charles and Maggie.
All right. This is an emergency ordinance. Please call roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Well, Eli, thank you very much. We had a team of 10 answering questions from Commissioner Hardesty's office this week. They haven't slept or bathed since then, but we appreciate the thoughtful questions and the give and take. And as I said earlier, I join with my friend and colleague in this larger question of maximizing our space utilization. So I think it's a very good point. And on that note, I'll vote aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work and for explaining very quickly how you went through a process to come to this. Aye.
Thank you.